Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, is it possible to speak to Miss Suzanne Courtney?
Sorry, who's that there? Sorry?
I'm calling from MMA Legal, hoping to speak to Suzanne Courtney.
All right, 2 seconds. She's in the bathroom.
No, that's
what,
all right.
What is it, regarding, pal?
A Scottish redress application.
Right, okay, give me 2 seconds.
No problem.
Hello.
Hi there, is that Suzanne?
Speaking.
Hi Suzanne, it's Leah calling from MMA Legal. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I was just hoping to see if I could grab some further information from you so it assists us with our search. It would only take a couple of minutes, is that okay?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Perfect. Before I start, I do just have to let you know calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. And can you confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
22181.
Perfect. And your postcode?
8477NG.
Perfect. Suzanne, were you known by any other names during your time in care? Any other names or surnames?
No.
No, no problem. And do you know your parents' names?
My mum is Helen Conker Aiken, but she's also known as Helen Conker Smith.
What would she have been known by when you before you went into care?
She used both names. Probably Smith.
And what was the other name you said, sorry?
Aiken, A-I-T for tango, K for kilo, E for echo, N for November.
Perfect. And do you know your father's name?
David, I think his middle name was James Courtney. I think he had a middle name, James.
No problem. It's all right if not. It's just the only reason we ask is because councils hold social care records under parents' names, not the children's names.
Right, okay.
So it's just so we can go back to Fife Council and give them that information.
Right, okay.
And that'll hopefully obviously push their search for your records. Are you currently with a GP?
Yes, I'm with Ashgrove Group Practice.
Yeah, we've
in
got
Blackburn.
We've got your records
right.
From them.
Okay.
Do you know your address before care? It doesn't have to be exact, it can just be an area.
When I was in care?
Before care?
Before care. Oh,
yeah.
I was in care from birth.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Do you know what area you were born in?
So I was born in Edinburgh. It was Toll Cross, TOLLCROSS. I moved when I was 5. Then we moved to, it was called Dummy Dykes, and I think that's D-U-M-D-Y, Dummy Dykes, D-U-D-M-Y-D-U-D-K-E-S. I think Dummy Dykes. So I don't know what social work that would have been. Dummy Dykes.
That's okay, don't worry. If you were born in Edinburgh, I have sent one to Edinburgh Council. They are currently going through your records now to send to
right.
us.
From there we moved to from Dummy Dykes. We moved to Fife from Dummy Dykes. And I think I was about 11 or 12 when we moved from Dummy Dykes to Fife. I was only in Fife maybe 2 years tops. Then we moved back to Edinburgh because we fled domestic violence when we came back to Edinburgh. And then we were in Edinburgh the whole time. So that's we were only in Fife for a maximum of 2 years.
Okay, no problem at all. What I'll do is I'll pop all that information on your file. I'm going to resend to Fife Council because you were with them for approximately 2 years and we've now got your parents' names. I'm going to email Edinburgh City Council chasing them for documents, but I'll also add in your parents' names and that you were born in Polcross, and then you moved there after you were about 11 or 12.
Yep.
And you were there for the rest of the time. And hopefully once we get that back, because we've got your medical records from your GP, you'll go into for a witness statement, which is pretty much the last stage from us before we send it to redress.
Okay.
So the end is very close.
Okay, no worries.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much for your time, Suzanne.
That's right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.